Greetings and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On Monday, we learned how to make basic seitan. We are back in the kitchen today to continue our exciting series of cooking with Chef Brooke Katz to see how we can transform our basic seitan into an exquisite vegan gourmet dish. Aside from authoring a number of vegan cookbooks, Mr. Katz has lectured and presented cooking demonstrations worldwide. He's been invited to speak on various radio and television programs on the benefits of plant-based nutrition. He has even prepared a vegan luau for the King of Tonga, in addition to cooking for celebrities and politicians. Chef Brooke Katz lives what he speaks and strives to be proof that you can turn your life around for the better simply by changing your diet. At the age of 30, with the guidance of vegan Dr. Michael Clapper, Mr. Katz embarked on lifestyle transition that included a delicious plant-based diet, exercise, sunshine, and herbs, which helped him shed 100 pounds and cured his health ailments. Since then, he has assisted thousands of other people in gaining better health.
Hi, I'm Brooke Katz. I'm here with Supreme Master TV showing you how to make delicious, wonderful foods and dishes from seitan. Now, we learned on an earlier episode how to make the basic seitan. Today, I'm going to show you how to make a dish that in the conventional world, they will refer to as veal scallopini. Now, I, of course, being vegan, would never use veal. So how do I make a dish like veal scallopini without having to use a veal calf? We turn to the seitan again. Now, the seitan is a wonderful, wonderful alternative to this. I'm going to cut this into cutlets. We've made the firm seitan here, and I'm going to make this about, half an inch thick cutlets here. And then we're going to bread these. Now, in order to make the breading for this, we're going to start out using a little bit of organic pastry flour. Any unbleached or pastry flour will be just fine. We put a little bit here in the bowl. And to this now, I'm going to add some nutritional yeast. Now, nutritional yeast is a wonderful product. This is something that is cultured on a molasses log. It's a certain strain of the yeast. And what they do is they freeze dry it, which inactivates the yeast. Most yeasts that you use, the brewers or baking yeasts, these are living yeasts. And they create byproducts as you use them. We don't want to have anything to do with that. Now, the beautiful thing about this is because it's been cultured on these molasses logs that, A, it's wonderfully, wonderfully high in iron and in the B complex vitamins, and it's also got this beautiful taste to it. It's almost got like a nutty, almost cheesy kind of a taste. And I use this to make cheese sauces and different gravies and all kinds of different things. So I use it as a flavoring as well as a nutritional boost in cooking. I'm going to put a little bit of pepper in here and a little bit of salt, just enough to taste. And we'll mix it around again. We've got our pan getting nice and hot over here. Let's turn this fire down a little bit. Okay. We're going to add a little bit of olive oil here to our pot. Swish it around. And then we're going to take the seitan here, and we're going to put it into our breading. And just get it breaded really nice on both sides. And then just lay it into our pot. Make the little cutlets. As you can see, we're browning these up absolutely beautifully. They brown up nicely. And as these brown up, we'll just take these out, we'll remove that, and then we're going to use the oil that's in there, and we're going to then add in our vegetables and then make a sauce right in that same beautiful, beautiful oil that's cooking up there. I'm going to grab an onion. And I'm going to dice this onion up. Okay. So, as we now remove our cutlets, and they're looking beautiful. Okay. And we're going to take our onions and just put them right in the same thing. Very nice. Now we're going to let these onions kind of cook up and turn clear. As the onion cooks, the sugars are released, the onion clears, and the sugars will caramelize and make the onions even sweeter. Now, we're going to turn this into a sauce for the seitan veal cutlets. And what we're going to use is tomatoes, all kinds of tomatoes. I got organic tomatoes diced. I've got organic tomatoes whole. And we're just going to get our opener here. Turning nice and cooked here. Now we're going to add diced tomatoes. And then we're going to open up and put these whole tomatoes in. This way, this will give it the scallopini-ish, because with a scallopini, it's basically big, big hunks of cooked tomatoes in the sauce. And we'll just kind of just score these tomatoes here. Cut them into quarters. There we go. Mix all this together. Now, we've got tomatoes and onions, but that's not an Italian sauce, right? So we got to make this Italian. And to do that, we come over to our little spices here, and we're going to grab some basil, and we'll put in a teaspoon of basil, and the same thing with oregano, put in a spoonful of that, and the thyme, there we go. And I don't know of any Italians that don't use a lot of garlic. I love garlic. Garlic is a fantastic medicinal. This is one of the truly, truly powerful plants in which we get a lot of sulfur from. Back in the old days, before we had all these fancy medicines and antibiotics, sulfur was used as one of the main antibiotics for people at that time. These sulfur products have very good powers of astringency. You know, they keep the body clean. You know, it really goes through and knocks out, you know, any kind of foreign pathogen. And we'll put that in there. Just chunk it around. Mix it all up in there. And I may add one more little can of sauce, just to give it a little bit more of the tomato liquidy part. Okay. Excellent. That's going to make a beautiful, rich scallopini sauce. Mmm. just the smell coming off of it right now as it's cooking is absolutely unbelievable. All right, so we'll let this simmer for a few minutes, and then we will add the cutlets into this sauce and let that cook and get a rich flavor. At this time, what I'll do is I'm going to take some pasta. We've got some wonderful organic linguine. We're going to take the pasta, and I'm going to break it in half. I'll put one half going one direction and one half going the other direction. The reason you do that is to layer it is to keep it from sticking together. This way it'll boil freely. Also, when you make pasta, make sure that you don't chintz on the water. The more water you put into the cooking pot, the easier and less sticky the pasta will get. So we'll just let this start to boil and soften here. You also want to put pasta into boiling water. That'll also keep it from sticking together as much. If the water is not hot, the pasta will tend to stick. Again, we're talking about very healthy dishes here, believe it. Tomatoes are one of the few vegetables that actually give you more nutrition when they're cooked than when they're raw. With most of these other vegetables, you get the most nutrients when they're in the raw form because the vitamins have not been denatured by the heat, the enzymes are still alive and working, and it's much nicer nutrient-wise to eat your vegetables either raw or just lightly steamed or lightly cooked. But tomatoes are the exception. Tomatoes actually release the antioxidant qualities that they have when it's under heat. Now, the antioxidant comes from a pigmentation called lycopene. Anything that you'll eat that has a red color to it, the red comes from the pigment formed from the antioxidant lycopene. In green plants like broccoli, the same pigment would be lutein. And in carrots, it's the carotenes or the beta carotenes. So all these different colorings, all these pigments in the fruits and vegetables are very healthy. They're very powerful antioxidants. And again, this is why I tell people to eat a rich variety of diverse colors. The more color you can put on your plate, the healthier the meal is. Okay, so now that we've got this really simmering nicely, we're going to add the seitan back to it. We'll come and we'll put our cutlets right into here and we'll just kind of submerge them just like they were little submarines. We'll just bury them all down under there. Let that breading soak up all the flavor of all the wonderful tomato sauce that we're cooking here, this beautiful scallopini sauce. And secondly, we're going to let that soften the seitan because the seitan will always soften under moist heat. And we're just going to allow this just to simmer now, thicken up on us. Now, I know a lot of you may want to add a few other things to the ingredient list. If you use wine, I'm not an advocate of alcohol itself, strictly because of the science behind it. When you consume alcohol as a recreational drink, you cannot help but to, kill brain cells and other cells, taste cells on your tongue, whatever. Basically, as a scientist, I don't advocate the use of alcohol. That being said, after a good hot days of work, I love a non-alcoholic beer. I just happen to love the taste of beer. I just don't like the alcohol in it. So there are a number of companies out there, by the way, that are making absolutely wonderful wines that are non-alcoholic as well. One of the companies that use non-alcoholic wine is called Free, F-R-E. And they make a wonderful variety of non-alcoholic wines. So that way people like myself can have the taste, you know, be able to enjoy it without the alcohol. So this is really thickening up and cooking nicely. Our pasta is getting nice and soft. Now remember, when you're using a whole grain pasta, that you will have to cook it a couple minutes longer. I like my pastas al dente to begin with, which means a little bit on the firm side. So now we have our pasta that's been cooking. We have our scallopini that is wonderful right now. I'm going to take the colander here. And we'll just pour our pasta right in there. And we'll put that onto our platter here. And now we'll take our beautiful scallopinis. Get our cutlets. Oh, this smells so delicious. Oh, these beautiful, beautiful cutlets. One more. There we go. And the rest of this is all just beautiful scallopini sauce to put over the rest of the pasta. And we can take a little bit of the nutritional yeast, put it right on there as a little topping, a little bit of the fresh basil right here, just to give it a little color on top. And voila, there we have veal scallopini with no veal, using seitan. Healthy, beautiful, delicious, authentic, and didn't have to kill any cows in order to do it. And there we have it. Thank you very much. Enjoy, and as they say in Europe, bon appetit.
For more information on Chef Brooke Katz's vegan recipes and to purchase his vegan cookbooks, new favorites, The Gentle Persuasion, and The Really Real Foods, please visit www.brookkatz.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.